Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Read a Porno, The Footnotes. Look at your little face. You can't believe you're here, can you?
Can't believe it.
This week we have an amazingly special guest, the star of probably the biggest film ever made, Star Wars The Force Awakens. Daisy Ridley's in the house.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you happy with that intro? Does that do you justice?
Yeah.
You'll take that.
I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take it.
What are you doing here?
My mum turned me on to this.
No.
Oh, that was such a bad word as well. My mum told me about this in series one. So I've been listening to it, obviously halfway through series two now. Got in touch with you guys. And here I am.
Yeah, you did. You DM'd us on Instagram.
I did. I slid into your DMs, as they say.
It all goes down in the DM. So did your mum listen to the whole of the first series?
Oh, she's like up to date with everything.
Wow.
She loves it. She's going to be prouder that I'm here than anything else in my life. Seriously.
We should give her a shout out. What's her name?
Louise.
Oh, Louise. Hello, Louise.
That is a name
Louise.
That could go in Belinda Blink.
Character.
Oh, should we get Rocky to like write in Louise?
Oh, maybe not.
Too weird. Too weird?
Creeps. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We won't do that. So on Monday, we had Belinda coming back from Amsterdam on a plane. You've just landed, what, 3 hours ago?
Three hours ago. Probably to the minute, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Where have you been?
From LA.
Oh, you've nice. Changed.
I've changed. I was literally sat outside before I was waiting for my pickup yesterday and I was like, what is my life? It's so weird. So
were you on
weird.
Holiday or?
It was meant to be a holiday. I was meant to be singing with Barbara Streisand on stage. I've changed,
what?
I know.
I'm sorry,
I
what?
Know, I know. But Anne Hathaway couldn't make it.
What are you talking about?
What? Hang on, whoa. Back up. What the fuck?
I did a song with them both.
Right.
And Babs invited me to sing.
Babs. Don't call her Babs.
That's actually what people call her, Babs. Anyway.
You'll call her the Duchess and nothing else.
The Duchess Barbara. Anne couldn't make it. So we just went to watch it and then...
Anne couldn't make it. Anne had something else.
By the way, I've never met her. She'd be like, who are you? then just went to Vegas.
So if Anne can't make it in general stuff, do you fill in?
Well, no, I can't fill in. She was the third piece.
Oh, man.
So what are you doing after this? Probably hanging out with, I don't know, Adele.
Yeah. It's my sister's birthday, so I'm going out.
Oh, lovely. Oh, nice. Yeah. You look very nice. You look ready for a party.
Thank you.
Is it surreal to be sat around the table with us?
After it's so surreal. Yeah, because I am jet lagged, but you do kind of feel like, it's like what Elijah said. My old marker Elijah, I've never met him. I shouldn't call him by his first name. Elijah Wood. Because it feels like everyone knows you.
Yeah.
And it's just like that thing of like, oh, I'd love to go to the pub with them.
We should go to the pub after this.
You can come to my sister's birthday if you'd like.
I mean, that's a bit weird, but yeah, I mean, sure, why not? How old is she today?
Tomorrow she turns 27.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kika.
Kika.
Kika Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What I will say is, because I had to Uber all around LA because I'm too scared to drive, I downloaded a few episodes because I don't have internet there because I'm a terrible cheapskate. So I was listening and I was like, because you're obviously I have earphones in and I'm in an Uber, I was like trying not to laugh too much. So I was like doing that kind of silent laugh. And at one point I like snorted. So good.
Oh, God. Oh no.
And I was trying to sell this to Americans and they were like, you what? Like, yeah. His dad wrote a porno. It's a podcast.
I think because we're British, I think people think we'd be kind of prudy about it, which, to be fair, James and I are. But I
find Americans to be more prudy, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They have got an odd, an unorthodox relationship to sex, actually, haven't they? When you think of all those kind of like Doris Day movies, like everyone in like two separate beds.
Yeah.
We're quite carry on about it all. Yeah. Like, woo!
Maybe. Exactly. We have Barbara Windsor getting a tits out.
Oh God, you've probably done a song with her too.
Second Barbara of the night.
Oh my God, it's a Barbara show.
I bet you've met Babs Windsor.
I haven't.
Oh.
I haven't.
One day.
Please tell me you were listening to Belinda on the set of Star Wars.
I think I did listen to a couple. Yes. Yeah. And I told everyone about it. And then funnily enough, one of my friends, not from work, from school, she was like, oh my God, Days, have you listened to this thing? I was like, I told you about that. Thank you.
So who else is listening on the set?
Does that mean Harry Ford's listening?
Harry Ford. Unfortunately, he did.
He died.
Die.
Spoiler alert.
Don't tell me.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, no, I've seen it because I've seen the bit on the rock at the end. I must have just forgotten.
Yeah, he didn't.
That's fine.
Quite okay. A big, out because it was too sad.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's fine. That's
quite
fine.
A big plot point.
I think I told.
I only watched Ray's
Mark
bits.
Hamill about it.
Oh yeah.
I told my agent about it, who is top dog. I should send her the podcasts.
You totally should.
I think she'd love it, yeah. I told her about Desert Island Discs and my dad wrote a porno.
Something for everyone in there.
Quite the range there, Daisy.
Exactly.
Could you maybe send them JJ's way, maybe? We're thinking about a movie. We need a director.
I'm actually good at it. I'll send him it. I'll love it.
Okay, great. That'll be lovely. I'll love it. So, Belinda, let's talk about her.
Yeah.
Favourite moments so far? How are you enjoying book two?
Book two is pretty different.
Mm.
like, the restaurant situation... Confused.
When she fell her arse over tit with no, like absolutely out of her head.
That's probably one of my favourite moments.
And her dress like rolled down and rode up at the same time.
I feel
time.
Like you should maybe like act out the things to see if they actually work.
Yeah, and sometimes we do, as Jamie reads, actually, James and I just have to mime it. Cause
right,
when,
yeah.
Sometimes there are like four arms mentioned and there's only one person there. So you have to kind of work out the logistics. But most of it is impossible.
It's absolutely baffling.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because obviously we're in the sequel of Belinda Blake at the minute.
Yeah.
You've just wrapped the sequel of Star Wars.
Indeed.
It's a tricky business, isn't it? A sequel, like
the difficult second album.
It's pressure.
Yeah,
but absolutely. I don't know if he feels the pressure. Does he?
Well, he works in such a vacuum, and actually, he wrote the second book before we did the podcast. So,
oh,
yeah.
Did he change it at all?
No. This is like vintage.
Oh my God! So he was already like gaining research and writing like style, everything.
Style is a strong word to use.
I think he's like learning his craft as he goes along. Like, I think it is better written. Book two, would you say?
Yeah.
It's got a bit of plot.
I feel like book two should have just been book one, though. Do you know what I mean?
It is back-wrapping.
But he's making his own genre.
What is that genre?
I'm not sure. But it's like porn, but if each book is answering the previous book, it's like a thing.
So book three will answer some of the questions from book two, book four, three, and so on.
Yeah.
It's a great business model.
It really is.
And he knows business.
He should patent it.
Clearly, he knows business.
An obvious question is, do you own pots and pans?
Do I own pots and pans? Yes, I do. They're not great, though, actually. Oh. I should probably invest in some new ones.
You need some Oxy Brillo range in your life.
I would go for a Steels. I think a sideline would be him making pots and pans.
Merch.
For sure. Merch, yeah.
What's like the mad merch? Like, Star Wars obviously has so much merch. What's just like some of the madder stuff?
A yogurt.
A yogurt?
A lollipop, which is kind of creepy.
What, of a purse? Of you?
Of my face, yeah.
A lollipop of your face?
What else have I seen? There's like suitcases, skateboards.
Do you get one of everything?
Yeah.
So you've got a whole room in your house that's just full of Star Wars crap.
Yeah, I mean the suitcase is R2-D2 and it's huge. So one of the guys that created the new R2-D2, there were these two guys that got picked up from a convention. I gave him the suitcase because I was like, I'm never going to use it.
Can you imagine you're trying to? I was going to say incognito, and then you're dragging R2-D2
exactly,
licking a lollipop of your face. Hello,
just wielding a staff. So I gave it to him, but all the stuff that has my face on it creepily is in a room. Yeah.
And how did you feel when you? Because obviously you've got your doll. How did you feel when you saw your doll for the first time?
I feel like so many things have happened in the past few years that are so surreal. I haven't quite got my head around anything. But I'm recent addition to Madame Tussauds.
I know.
Yes,
we saw.
This is
you
so cool.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna do like a little because I've never been in there, so I think that'll be creepy. seeing that.
It's like looking at another you. That would be creepy.
Just angrier.
Yeah.
Is it moody? What's the what have you gone for? Blue steel?
It's moody. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't asked which one they went for, so they just went with the moody one.
Default base.
Yeah, default.
And then do they ask you just to bring in your favourite outfit and then they recreate it? Like, what happens?
My favourite outfit from where? From life?
I don't know. It's a dress I'll wear on a night out.
That's like, well, it feels like Cheryl Cole's done that with hers.
Oh, yeah, no, but I'm in character in it.
Oh, right, okay, fine.
Yeah, can you imagine?
I love these hot pants. Can you do these? I don't know.
So you're going to pop in and see it at some point?
Yeah, going to organise a little
incognito with your R2-D2 case.
Yeah, full costume.
Do you have a full costume at home?
No, they're in some warehouse somewhere.
Well, it's probably worth an awful lot of money. Like, but, yeah. If they ever went anywhere, people would pay like crazy amounts for Star Wars.
Well, that's what I'm really realising about Belinda. Like, people love Belinda. People like...
I just can't picture what she looks like.
That's a good point.
Us neither. Should we brainstorm what the hell she looks like?
Well, Daisy, you start.
Okay, so I imagine dark hair, but yes. I can't remember how she was described in the beginning.
She's 29, I think.
29.
Yeah. She's got really great breasts.
Right. And how tall is she?
That we don't know.
I'm thinking shortish.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah. She's 4'3". She's not.
Yeah. I'm thinking like maybe 5'3".
Okay.
Body shape?
Body shape.
Like a curve. I mean, massive boobs. Massive boobs. I imagine she's quite curvy.
Yeah.
But not too much. I don't think she is. I think she's quite lean.
Do you reckon she goes to the gym?
Oh, God. Are you joking? Yeah.
And actually, with all that sex, I bet she's in really good shape.
I was going to say, her gym is her bedroom.
Like, exactly.
She has so much
great abs.
Great abs. You know what I mean?
Her gym is her bedroom. That's so gross. Just doing like pull-ups on top of someone.
Have we even seen her house?
No.
We know it's central London.
Or Windsor. No.
Oh, God.
No, right, so...
Oh, because there was that place with the clock and...
The town hall clocks, that's where the office
that's
is.
That's the office, isn't it?
And it's too close to Heathrow Airport to be able to get a taxi from.
Okay. So that would be, like, Slough. Yeah. I think she wouldn't have anything in her house. I think it would be completely plain.
I agree. Minimalist.
Like, no personality. Like, you wouldn't... Just, like, tell what kind of person she is, yeah.
Just those, like, IKEA... prints that you get when you just buy a frame.
Oh,
just
God.
Yes. Yeah.
And maybe the one photo in the frame, when you buy the photo frame, you know, it's just
and
like...
And she hasn't removed it.
Yeah.
It's so sad. I feel so sad for her because we've never met her friends.
Also...
She does connect with people, though.
She certainly does, Daisy.
Physically. Maybe there should be a Belinda Blinked prequel.
That would be great.
Yeah, the life prequel.
And also, what is it that led her to be the way she is?
Exactly.
What are her parents like?
Oh, God, I dread to think.
I bet she's an only child.
So if we're thinking back to before, because that informs what she's like now, do you have to do that with a film role? Like with Ray, did you have to be like, what's my motivation?
Yeah, I think proper actors do that. I just wing it. I'm like, what are we doing today? Yeah,
she's tired today, all right?
Yeah. She had a few too many last night. This is how she's
feeling. Today Ray would like to lie down for this.
Ray's not filming today.
But yeah, as a rule, you would. But seriously, I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, it's hard as well with like something that has such secrecy around it. Mm. It's hard to kind of like know what like your character's backstory is because it's so.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, do you
in
know
the
everything?
Same way that Belinda knows her history.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe I just likened the two.
So many parallels.
Who's your favourite character in the world of Belinda?
Who's my favourite character? I kind of like Peter Rouse's. Firstly, his name is like ultimate.
Lol.
Yeah.
Secondly, his what's the word? Transparency. I appreciate that in a person.
Okay, yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, he's like to her, fuck off. Like, I want this other girl. And she's like, okay, cool, you know? And it's clear he has a wife. Clearly they have an agreement.
Yeah.
He's like a 21st century man.
Is he? Or is he like a medieval time?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm pretty sure he's Regency.
Maybe his wife is like a 21st century woman.
Yes.
As it were. But like, have they conversed at all? Because
really.
She must be so hot. And all the men must be so hot because that attraction doesn't come that quickly.
Apart from Jim Sterling, who I think is unanimously regarded as being repulsive.
Yeah. Yeah. And the new guy, what's the Russian guy's name?
Oh, Grigor Kalansky.
Oh, wait, who's Pieter?
Oh, Pieter is Dr. Robbins.
Oh, okay.
Pieter, Dr. Pieter Robbins.
I hate how you said that. Pieter.
Kind of dribbled
like,
out.
Like, Grigor sounds the worst.
Grigor's
the best. He's the worst character so far.
He's got such a combination T-zone, hasn't he? He's so grim.
Just And it's like you can smell the like the grease from him.
Greasy yeah. lips. What's that about?
Not you. She meant Gregor. I'm like, what? Did you have a chicken thigh on the plane? What's that?
Can I get you a wet wipe?
Did you come? Oh, you came God. Straight from the airport, I presume.
I'm actually sweating, so I must look like Gregor.
I love that as an insult. Like, you look like Gregor tonight. What's going on?
I'm gonna start using that.
You big greasy Gregor.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We've talked a lot about the genius that is Rocky and how it seems like nobody else could create a work like this. Mm. But I think it's right in saying, Jamie, that even if he hadn't written this, like, people just find dads embarrassing. Like, this is level embarrassment because it's pornography.
But it's also amazing.
Oh, aren't you proud of him too?
I am really... Do you know what? Genuinely, I am really proud of him.
So he wasn't a writer in his life?
Clearly.
So he's what, in his...
60s.
Like, it just goes to show.
Yeah.
You turn your hand to anything and you can do it.
Yeah, if you make something, like, good things will happen if you put your mind to something.
And most children would prefer their parents not to write porn.
Absolutely.
But, you know.
You know what? He has a gift.
He just has. He did it and he's successful.
He's really successful because people love Rocky. Like, Rocky's got, like, he's become like a cult phenomenon.
So how many copies has he sold?
Of his ebook?
Yeah.
I think it's up to about 1,000.
Nice.
I know.
Underwhelmed.
Yeah. She's like 100 million of the box office.
But don't you have like 3 million listeners?
8, yeah.
8 million?
Yeah.
Oh,
so people,
God.
The click through obviously isn't very high.
Oh my God,
but
8 million.
We're doing a book which is physical, and I think people want Rocky's book in their hands.
Yeah.
And
it would be
a
great stocking filler.
Exactly, it would, wouldn't it?
Why didn't he get it published in conjunction with your one?
So it will be part of it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So our book is actually, it's complete Belinda Blink 1.
Right.
Then, and we've kind of done it as a spoof York note study guide, like pretending that Belinda Blink is like Jane Eyre or Shakespeare.
Brilliant.
And so it's got like really interesting like contextual things. You learn some things, but also it's got all of our scrawlings in it as well. So the perfect stocking filler, like you said.
We'll have to get you a copy.
Oh my God,
if you leave $12.99 here before you leave.
Is it going to retail for $12.99?
RRP.
Nice. I love how they know that even before you've written it.
I know, yeah.
They're like, it's $12.99 worth of work.
Yeah, totally. That's what they paid us individually, $12.99 each.
All we're getting is a book for our time.
We actually had Elijah and we talked about the casting of the book for film.
Yeah.
He's shotgun already, only because it was like first come, first serve. Mm. He's shotgunned the youngish man.
I know who I'd want to be.
Go on.
I'd want to be the Duchess in prosthetics.
Oh, nice.
I can't actually remember what it is they do together and now I feel creepy.
Seriously. You may want to rethink
I just feel like it would really push my acting ability.
Oh my God.
It would be a challenge for you. It'd be a challenge.
You need a backstory for that one, I tell you.
Absolutely.
You just want to wear a Panama hat, don't you?
Absolutely, and have a riding crop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't something happen on a horse box?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how she transports Belinda around, apparently.
Oh,
she can't ride up front.
Was that
in
a
the
bad
car.
Choice?
I mean, not if you like big black dildos.
Sorry, Louise. Really sorry.
Louise
but also,
is loving it.
Also, I feel like the Duchess was actually pretty important in the first book.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Duchess informed some of Belinda's choices.
Yeah.
And it led Belinda to where she is today.
Kind of a mentor figure for Belinda,
absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you give us your Duchess voice? Because obviously you'll have to play it a bit older.
Oh, my God, I can't.
I imagine her like the woman from the old woman in Titanic. It's been 84 years since I've had sex.
I can't think what her voice would be. I feel like it would still be pretty powerful. I feel like her voice wouldn't be affected by age because that's just the kind of woman she is.
That's not a type of woman. Again, that's just your thing of being like, Ray has my voice, actually, so I don't have to develop a voice. Yeah.
John Boyega can have an accent. Ray's got my accent, right?
It's actually a different accent.
Oh, is it?
I'm posher in the film, yeah.
Oh, are you?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Did they tell you you had to be posher?
Yeah.
Did they say like...
I had accent lessons.
Did you? Mm. So what do you say differently?
Because Americans find my voice very... Because I speak quickly too. Everyone's like, can you just slow down and like make a word instead of gabble? Yeah. So I think it makes it easier for them to understand me.
Bless them.
Yeah.
Oh.
We were all saying the same thing actually behind your back. Yeah. Are we ever going to understand her?
You sound so common in real life.
Well, we thought you were putting this on.
All part of the act.
Yeah, exactly.
Belinda's kind of accrued quite a lot of mad fans. Mm. Like, people are starting to send us fan art.
Really?
Yeah, there's some really graphic fan art.
Do you have anything to show?
Let me see. Oh, someone made us a movie poster recently.
Amazing. That. Wait, that's Megan Fox?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Justine.
Oh, who are they,
who's Tamara and Thingy Bob playing?
Debella and Donna.
Oh, my God. Is Matt Mikkelsen Peter Rouse?
Yeah.
And Danny DeVito is the Toad.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
So you want to play the Duchess full on in prosthetics?
I mean, I wouldn't say I want to play. Say hypothetically, if I had to.
Well, I think
it would be the Duchess.
You wanted to play
it. It would be the Duchess.
Now, Elijah has said that he will put himself on tape for it. Would you audition for the role?
I would.
Okay, great.
I would.
Okay.
I did my first audition in about a year last week, so I feel like I'm ready.
Oh, really?
Yep.
How was that like?
Aside from the fact I printed out all the wrong pages, so I sight read the whole thing, it went well.
Okay, great.
I'm waiting to hear if I got it. I presume I haven't because I think I would have heard in the week afterwards. Mm. But audition practice, I'm so ready to go on as the Duchess.
There you go.
And I know some people who are great at prosthetics, so I'll do the whole thing just so you get the vibe.
You'll come in prepped already. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then what, sleep in that until we cast you? What do you mean?
Hold tape, then take it off.
I'm ready for like 6 months before we go into production. Like, this nose.
Would you change anything for the film or would it be as is?
Why change perfection?
It would be a short film, I imagine.
It would.
But maybe not, actually. She's in that maze for 3 years.
And yet it feels like 10.
Yeah.
It could be a Ben-Hur epic. If we kind of think Rocky should just write the adaptation, like E.L. James style, write from book to screen.
Well, this is what I was going to say, because E.L. James used to try out all the positions. That's why I mentioned the Rocky thing, to make sure that they were viable.
No.
Yeah.
Well, clearly my dad doesn't do that because they're never viable.
You never know, Jamie, you never know.
No, James, I think we know.
What's been discounted on that basis? He's like, no, that one doesn't work. Score it out.
I'm surprised he hasn't broken his neck. Some of the stuff he has to do, Jesus.
So when you audition, are there things that you have to demonstrate? Because there's that thing that people talk about like the extra skills that you submit, you know, like voices or like acrobatics or whatever.
I can ride a horse.
A lot of actors put things on that then they shouldn't. Like one of my friends put on horse riding and then he had a horse ride and he was fucked.
Fuck.
Yeah. True story. The guy that plays, maybe I shouldn't say this, whatever, the guy that plays someone, in fact I won't say who it is, someone in the film, he auditioned for Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, got the role, found out he was allergic to dogs, so he couldn't do it. But isn't that insane? Because you'd think that at some point they'd say
yeah.
And then someone I work with on Casualty, hey Amanda, if you're listening, they once had to bring a dog in and she was petrified of dogs. So it is weird. Yeah. You'd think they would ask.
Are you allergic to leather, gin and tonics, anything like that?
Absolutely not. Just cats.
Okay.
So no cats in the scene.
Well, there's pussies, no cats.
Oh, sorry. I had to.
You didn't have to.
Or like paper-thin breasts. Do they do anything unusual to you?
I've got paper-thin breasts. Okay.
We've all got paper-thin breasts.
Nightmare.
Now
I'm remembering what I signed up for in The Duchess. I have no regrets.
Oh, it'll be a full prosthetic bodysuit, though. Like, everything will be
covered.
But
then The Duchess would be pretty wide, because I'm kind of muscly. So to add an extra layer means that The Duchess would be pretty hefty.
Yeah.
And I don't think she is. I think she's quite withered.
I think she's really dainty. But I'm committed, so I'll lose the weight if you need me to.
Exactly. Do a whole Renée Zellweger thing.
It's not about that. It's just about tighter. Just a bit tighter.
This could be your Oscar role. Like, you know.
I mean, I didn't want to say. But the transformation.
Exactly.
The commitment.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I mean, a literary adaptation, it ticks all the boxes.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You're so transparent. That's what this is all about.
All I want is an Oscar right now. And I thought, you know the way to get it? The Duchess.
She's a fast track is what she is. She's a gift of a character, to be fair.
She is a gift. Any actress would be lucky to play her.
Absolutely.
She's bonkers, though, we shouldn't forget.
She is.
We had mentioned Dame Judi Dench, and I don't really think of you going for the same roles in general.
I mean, Judy's...
She gets all the roles you want.
Yeah, goddamn.
You can take her down, it's fine.
I could.
Just go up against her.
Go up against her. Has she said she'll tape?
Has she said she'll take?
We're still in negotiations.
I heard she had. She needs a higher day rate, right? That's what it is.
We're gaining some kind of crazy Belinda fans. Yeah. They're really into it now. People have made needle points of like pomegranates and things like that. People are loving it. Like, I was just interested to know how we deal with that. Because obviously Star Wars has a very committed fan base. What's the kind of oddest
I can't wait to say this because I haven't had a chance yet. So the other day I'm at work and I had some downtime, so I'm opening some fan mail and it's addressed to Daisy. I was like, sweet, let's open it. Open it. Dear Rooney Mara.
What?
I'm such a fan of your work. I thought, oh God, I'll send it on.
Why did it have your name on it? I don't understand.
Is she just like...
It's just generic. People sell stuff sometimes. So what you should watch out for is the dealers, you guys.
Oh. Okay.
So they're the ones who sell for profit. And I imagine Rocky's signature is up there with
it's coveted. Yeah.
With wealth.
It's gold dust.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Rocky would be very popular.
Oh, huge.
In demand.
Art fairs. You know. Comic-Con.
Well, are there porn conventions?
I bet you there are porn conventions.
Yeah, there must be.
Or pots and pans conventions.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's so true, like the Ideal Home Show.
Yeah.
That's so good.
We need you on our marketing team, Daisy.
I mean, I'm free. Okay, I'm fun employed for the time being.
Final question. We've just had episode 8 of our podcast. What's the name of episode 8, please?
I... cannot tell.
Damn,
you.
Worth a try.
I heard a title, and I'm not sure if it's going to be that.
Okay, is it a good title?
Oh, so you don't even know?
No, I really don't know much about anything. Like me, ditzing along in a cloud.
Yeah. This is her act, so she doesn't have to say anything. This is well rehearsed.
No, I have heard it, but I heard it a long time ago before we started filming.
Oh wow!
And so I feel like some things have tweaked slightly during.
Okay.
But it's going to be a while before it's released, I imagine.
Is it going to be good? Do you feel like you've filmed a good movie?
Is it a corker?
Yeah, I hope so. It's weird. It's like a lot of expectation.
I was going to say it's a lot to live up to, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's like, God, you must be less stressed. I'm like, absolutely not. My neuroses was like 100 times worse than before. But I think so, yeah.
Can we ask you some yes and no questions about it?
Quick fire.
Okay. Does Ray get injured?
Oh.
Injured emotionally or physically?
It's yes or no, actually.
God, I've actually... jet lag and Prosecco is probably not good. I'll say yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Do you get a new outfit?
Maybe. Maybe's another option.
Yeah, everything's maybe from now on.
Is there a big explosion?
Maybe. I mean, in space, everyone loves explosions.
Is there a romance?
Maybe.
Oh.
The thing is, I'm like, I read this article the other day and it was talking about being in love with your friends and how like that is like the ultimate thing. So I think romance covers a lot of bases.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, Daisy, thank you so much for coming round James's house and just having a drink and a chat with us. We've really loved having you.
Thanks for having me.
We're here most of the time, so pop in whenever.
Right, let's all go to Kika's birthday party.
Yes!
You're actually going to all come if you want. I'm not even kidding. We're all friends.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.